Imagine waking tomorrow to find 99% of humanity vanished. No electricity, no internet, no running water, just eerie silence. How would you survive? More importantly, how would you help rebuild the technological society we take for granted? This question has made the knowledge a cult classic among Silicon Valley executives and government officials. When COVID-19 first struck, the book experienced a surge in sales as people confronted their own vulnerability in a suddenly uncertain world. Modern humans exist in a dangerous state of ignorance about the systems keeping us alive. We've become so specialized that no single person understands how to maintain our vital societal processes. The iPhone in your pocket represents the pinnacle of this specialization, a device requiring thousands of experts across dozens of fields. If catastrophe struck, this collective knowledge would shatter, leaving survivors with fragments of understanding but no coherent whole. In the immediate aftermath, survivors would prioritize shelter, water, and food. Abandoned buildings offer immediate shelter, while securing durable clothing, pants, waterproof jackets, and sturdy boots from stores would be essential. Military surplus and sporting goods stores would be particularly valuable for their gear. Fire becomes crucial for warmth, water purification, and cooking. Initially, matches and lighters would remain plentiful. Later, improvised methods using magnifying glasses, car batteries, or steel wool with 9-volt batteries could generate flames. Learning to maintain fire becomes vital. Keeping dry tinder, creating ember nests, and banking coals overnight. Clean water quickly becomes the primary concern once municipal systems fail. Each person needs at least 3 liters daily for drinking. Water heaters typically hold 40 to 60 gallons of potable water accessible via the drain valve. For purification, boiling works but consumes fuel. More practical solutions include filtration through layers of charcoal, sand, and gravel, combined with chemical disinfection using bleach or the SODIS method, using sunlight and clear plastic bottles to kill pathogens through UV exposure. Modern food packaging creates a significant buffer for post-disaster survival. Many shelf-stable foods remain edible far longer than indicated, with properly stored canned foods potentially lasting decades. A single average supermarket could sustain one person for approximately 55 years, providing ample time to reinstate agriculture. Fuel would be crucial for transportation and power generation. Gas stations and abandoned vehicles offer substantial reserves. While modern gasoline degrades within months, diesel proves more resilient. With proper filtering and stabilization, fuel might remain usable for about a decade, sufficient time to establish alternative energy systems. Medical supplies would require careful preservation. Survivors should secure painkillers, antibiotics, and other essentials from healthcare facilities. Department of Defense studies found approximately 90% of tested drugs remained viable beyond their expiration dates, with some antibiotics still effective after a decade. Agriculture is humanity's foundational technology, the innovation enabling all others by creating food surpluses that allow specialization beyond subsistence living. The challenge lies in maintaining artificial monocultures against nature's drive toward diversity. The critical insight is that farming creates a one-way nutrient flow from soil to humans. Post-collapse farmers must relearn traditional fertility methods like the Norfolk four-course rotation, which incorporates nitrogen-fixing legumes, peas, beans, clover, followed by wheat, root crops, and barley. This cycle naturally combats pests and recycles nutrients without chemical fertilizers. Animal manure helps fertilize fields, and human waste could also be valuable. Each person produces roughly 100 pounds of feces and 1,000 pounds of urine annually, containing enough nutrients to grow about 450 pounds of cereals. However, proper composting or anaerobic digestion would be essential to prevent disease spread. Chemicals form the foundation of civilization, despite their negative modern connotations. Heat-driven transformations are fundamental. Smelting metals, creating glass, making soap, burning lime, and firing bricks. Post-apocalyptic survivors will face challenges as easily accessible fossil fuel reserves are depleted. Charcoal, created by burning wood with limited oxygen, will be indispensable for high-temperature applications. Calcium carbonate, limestone, will be essential for a recovering society. When roasted above 900°C, it decomposes into calcium oxide, quicklime, and carbon dioxide. This caustic quicklime, combined with water, produces calcium hydroxide or slaked lime, vital for construction, whitewashing, leather treatment, and wastewater processing. Clay enabled civilization itself. As pottery, it allows food storage. As bricks, it provides durable building materials. Slaked lime mixed with sand forms mortar that binds bricks into sturdy walls. The Romans advanced construction by creating cement, mixing slaked lime with volcanic ash, which sets faster, stronger, and works underwater. Soap becomes crucial for preventing disease, made by boiling animal fats with alkalis from wood ash. Wood pyrolysis yields multiple valuable substances: charcoal, acetic acid, food preservation, acetone, solvent, methanol, fuel, turpentine, resin solvent, and pitch, waterproofing. In a post-apocalyptic world, modern medical capabilities would collapse, transforming even minor injuries into potentially fatal conditions. Understanding basic sanitation and hygiene becomes the most crucial survival knowledge. Herbal medicine traditions offer a starting point for pharmaceutical recovery. Plants like willow, containing pain-relieving compounds similar to aspirin, lavender, antiseptic, and foxgloves, digital in for heart conditions, provide natural remedies. Successful surgery requires three prerequisites: anatomy knowledge, asepsis, sterile conditions, and anesthesia. Nitrous oxide can be generated from heated ammonium nitrate, while diethyl ether, produced by mixing ethanol with strong acid, provides more reliable anesthesia. Without fossil fuels, a modern person's annual energy consumption would require 50-60 horses working continuously. The overshot water wheel captures up to 3/4 of water's potential energy, sometimes exceeding modern hydroelectric efficiency. Electricity is a gateway technology worth prioritizing, as it enables countless other advances. A basic battery requires just 2 different metals in a conducting fluid and can be made with common materials. The most profound challenge in rebuilding civilization isn't preserving specific technologies, but maintaining the scientific method, humanity's greatest invention. Science is empirical, requiring verification through observation rather than acceptance on authority. Experiments are controlled interrogations of nature that isolate specific features by removing distractions. Science's true power lies in how we determine which explanations are correct. Unlike other belief systems, science embraces being wrong and replaces explanations with more accurate models. Science isn't a product, but a process, a knowledge-generating machine that continuously refines understanding through dialogue between observation and theory. The keys to rebooting civilization are not just technological blueprints, but the scientific method itself, the intellectual framework enabling continuous discovery. By preserving this approach, survivors could rebuild what was lost and potentially create a more sustainable civilization that avoids our current environmental pitfalls. What makes us truly resilient isn't stockpiled supplies or individual skills, but our collective knowledge and ability to adapt. The greatest gift for future generations isn't just survival techniques, but the methods of inquiry that built our world. Understanding how to rebuild civilization deepens our appreciation for the systems supporting our lives and the wisdom to protect them.